You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Lawrence Holmes is in today for Mike Mulligan, and we are pleased to bring into the program Jeff Joniak, the voice of the Bears. You can hear Sunday's pregame at 9 o'clock sharp on News Radio 780 and 105.9 on the FM side. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Looks like we woke up to NFC North weather because it's a beautiful winter wonderland out here in the western suburbs right now. Unreal.
It seems like we're watching what's going on up and down Lake Street and watching some of the traffic stuff, too. It's fun. It's a good day to stay in the house if you can stay in the house. I'm curious about a lot of things when it comes to this team and this game. But first things first, Jeff, how do you feel about the Bears 5-3 record? What does it feel like to you?
It feels unlike some other years when they've had a decent record, but you really weren't buying them 100%. The games that they won, they earned. They won convincingly, or they came back to win that Arizona game with conviction. I was just talking with Prince Amukamara the other night about that game. That game means something to this team. Same with Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson said that game. He was on the Bears All Access last night talking about that very topic. So look at that game as a potential turning point for the season for this team as you move forward. It may mean a lot more than we look at it right now. But and the games they lost, you can make a case that they were in a position and should have won those games. So I look at it right now at 5-3. With everybody coming back potentially, or for the most part, it almost feels like a fresh new season getting underway. It almost feels like they had a bye week. I know they didn't, but in my mind, you're getting into the division now, 5 of the final 8, some tough games ahead. It just kind of feels like a fresh coat of paint on the season at 5-3, and they're feeling good about themselves. They're not feeling too good because they know they haven't accomplished a doggone thing. But they do feel good about this team. They feel good about the room. They feel good about what they have on both sides of the ball.
The segment with Jeff Joniak is brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. Jeff, I know it's your job. You're the voice of the Bears. You're around there. So you hear a lot of positive things about the quarterback. And sometimes I think, you know, from the media standpoint, there are two extremes that emerge. There's the overly positive and maybe sees things that we want to see and maybe aren't there yet with Mitch Trubisky. And then there's the other polarizing aspect of that, and I think the national perspective has been very negative. And I don't think it's been fair either in the way they've maybe evaluated Mitch Trubisky. My sense is the truth is somewhere in the middle, that Mitch Trubisky is right now where he probably should be. He's an inexperienced quarterback in college coming into, you know, he's made 20 NFL starts, and he's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. And I think that's okay in his development and his progress at this point of his career. How do you evaluate him, and what do you make of the extremes in terms of opinions?
I couldn't agree with you anymore. That's 100% great way to frame Mitch Trubisky. I had a speaking engagement last night, and somebody asked him, does he have that it? Is this somebody we can hitch our wagon to? I said, talk to me in 3 years. I know everybody wants to do it right now, but it's insane to do it right now. It just takes time. There's only so many guys that are like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, et cetera, and guys like this had, except for Brady, of course, those guys struggled in their early years too, if you go back and look at it. So it's a long way to go, and I trust Matt Nagy because, as I've said on this show before, everything he said has come to fruition from the time he took the podium for the very first time as the Bears head coach, what type of team he wants, how long this is going to take. He's never promised anything being quick with the quarterback in the offense. Yet, because of this defense and the ability to take the ball away at the moment and the ability to give them short fields to score points and the defensive touchdowns, they're one of the top five scoring teams in the league. So they're winning and getting better and growing despite having to learn on the fly. This is his first time with these receivers. All these things that people don't want to hear as excuses is just reality.
What is it about Nagy? Because I said, and I guess now that I think about it, I surprised myself a little bit by saying it earlier, how bought in I am on him, that I really like his style. You're around him every day. What is it that he's doing that will make people a believer?
Organic, genuine, trustworthy, fiery, extreme competitor, young guy with a lot of veteran mature ideas as a coach in how he leads and what buttons he pushes. You're not going to find a guy in that locker room won't say anything different. I mean, they all feel him, and they felt him immediately. And I've asked many questions to these guys about his impact and why it's downloaded so quickly. And it's just, he's a believable guy, and they feel he's putting in them in positions to succeed across the board. So how it all comes to fruition when we look at this thing in the rear view after this season's all over, it's just the beginning. And, you know, he is not, I don't know, there is something different about him. When these guys start calling him Swaggy Naggy, I mean, that's important for this locker room. I'm not kidding. It's a young team. They got a younger head coach. I think they just relate to him in a very unique way. He does not dumb it down to them. He talks to them like men, and he doesn't blow smoke up their skirt. I mean, I'm telling you, I just think he's got the right message almost every time.
Joined by Jeff Joniak on the Mullion Haw Show. Lawrence Holmes in for Mike Mulligan today. Jeff, yesterday Mark Helfrich, I thought, gave some hope that maybe Adam Shaheen would play on Sunday. I don't know if he was just saying that for the benefit of the Lions or if that's real. But if he is able to come back, whenever he does come back, what role do you think he plays in the offense? And is Allen Robinson going to be the guy that we remember? And do you think he's over his groin injury?
Yeah, I do believe he's over his groin injury and he's ready to go. I can't say that about Shaheen. You know, there's going to be rust on the engine a little bit here. But when they all are together in the weeks and days to come, and you let Matt and Helfrich and those guys put together the game plan, it's almost a three-dimensional offense when you throw Shaheen in there. What I mean is, you got the little guys, you got Cohen, you got Gabriel, you got Anthony Miller out of the slot, you got A-Rob, who's a threat to go deep and handle any of the positions, so you're potentially stretching it vertically and horizontally, but when you throw Shaheen in the mix, you're also doing it in a size way. So his 6'7" frame can box out. He had 3 red zone touchdowns and limited targets last season. I think it'll increase the red zone production. He can run. I mean, there's a lot to him, and the underrated aspect is that they feel he's an excellent inline blocker right now, and that was a big jump he made from the beginning of last year to where he is today. So I think it really opens up the playbook. It opens up another dimension for the Bears, if that makes any sense, the three-dimensional aspect of it.
You talk a lot with guys in the locker room, and I heard a conversation that you had with Kyle Fuller a few weeks ago. Why is it that he's seemingly been unlocked, where it was that first good season, then a little bit of a valley? Last year he plays really well. This year he takes another jump by adding interceptions to his game. What happened?
That's a great question. And Kyle is a very quiet individual. He's 100% business every day. I got him to smile. There's an upcoming feature. It's going to be on our Fox Game Day live show with him next week. But I got him to smile, crack a smile, because it always seems like he's grinding. He's in that locker room every day. And I just think the big story with him is mindset and health. I mean, he didn't trust his health a couple years ago, and he has overcome some significant hurdles, you know, in terms of trust and so forth, and I think he's there now. He is playing as he did in college. Remember now, this guy played in the box quite a bit, even though he was a corner. He was also playing linebacker and safety at the same time. He's a physical, tough kid from Baltimore, and the way he played last week, man, if he continues to play that the rest of this year, the defense is going to be in a really good place because he challenges you at the point, at the ball. He challenges you in the run game. And in this defense, you got to tackle at the cornerback position, the defensive back position, period. I just love his mindset right now, and he's a quiet leader. He's not going to guys and doing the rah-rah thing, but he is pouring guys privately and coaching them up or encouraging them. I think by getting that paper, that given him a little bit more license to own the room a little bit in a very unique way.
Jeff, I love the way the Bears opened the game the other day offensively by handing the ball to Anthony Miller on a sweep. I think you can use him a variety of ways. And I really have enjoyed watching him sort of emerge in Allen Robinson's absence. Now with Robinson back, you've got all sorts of weapons. And I think it's a credit to Mitch Trubisky's development, which we talked about earlier, that he's been able to not lock in on any one guy. He's distributed the ball well and intelligently to different weapons. I'd like to see Anthony Miller continue to increase that role. I don't know if that happens, but do you think that's been a conscious effort, or do you think that's just been a product of he's been the open guy and he's developing a better chemistry with the quarterback?
I think it's all in play, but, you know, I also believe what Matt says, Nagy says about, you know, the offense doesn't go through one guy. So at any given time, somebody is going to emerge as a bit, look at Tariq Cohen there the last couple of weeks. He's only had a couple of targets in the passing game. Previous 3 weeks, he had 30 targets over three games, 13 against New England. So it's a field thing. It's a matchup thing. It's whatever they come up with to attack the opponent. I've tried hard at times to ask Nagy about opposing defenses and what they're trying to make sure they have accountable. You know, there's names, of course. Hey, we got to account for this guy because he's a great pass rusher or he's an outstanding blitzer or whatnot, but he's in. We worry about what we're going to do. So it's an attack mode. They think in terms of attacking a defense, not worrying about how they're going to be attacked necessarily. Obviously they are, but in terms of their theme, that's the theme they ride. So, you know, I think when everything's at their disposal, the playbook opens up, and I think that will continue.
Great stuff, Jeff. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.